This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Great song. Great song. Want to let everyone know where we are today. Of course, you a remote show. We've been at Sterling Limousine and Transportation Service today. They were the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. We really appreciate being here today. Great hospitality, great setup they gave us. Someone brought us cookies.
I mean, got some cookies, man.
This has been awesome. We appreciate being here. All right, before we get back to the phone lines, and we'll discuss the Trey Turner thing tomorrow, opening day for the Phillies, 4 o'clock game in Washington. So we get to do an opening day show before the first pitch tomorrow. But Hugh, yesterday I was in the car, and I'm not always in the car like in the 5 o'clock hour, but yesterday happened to be, and I heard some of what was maybe a top three Herb in the Northeast phone call ever to WIP.
So what happened?
Well, we're going to play some of it, but here's some stuff that didn't make it into the clip we're going to play. He called in to talk about the Joy Taylor story from a couple months ago.
What do you mean? Whatever do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
The peanut butter skin. Yeah.
You're going to be all right?
Hey, man. Can, and I'm going to leave it alone. She's leaned into that, whatever it was.
Yeah.
She's leaned all the way into
that. And Herb leaned all the way into the story because he wanted to break down every aspect of the lawsuit and the whole thing.
He was talking about that.
Oh, yeah. He went into the stuff that wasn't supposed to happen that happened and all that. So that's where he started.
We got to talk about it. I feel like we had to talk about this off.
Okay. Yes. Well, he probably should have as well. So we had that. And then at some point, he and Spike were going back and forth.
He's still
and,
mad at Spike from what he told us.
Yeah, see, him and Spike are having beef right now. And at some point, they got into the fact that Spike's siblings siblings live in, his brother and sister live in the L.A. area, California. And, and Herb said to him, you should go out there and get your own show out there. So Herb's trying to kick Spike out of the city.
Oh, so, yeah, when you told me that, I was like, well, because you know how my mind works. I was like, L.A. is a nice place.
Yeah, no, but he was trying to get rid of
Spike. He's trying to get rid of Okay, got you.
And now, then, go ahead.
Yeah, so just, I mean, where this picks up from. Because you know how if you try to respond to something Herb says, he's already moved on to the next thing.
He's in his neck.
Y'all know I'm stuck on
so
the
that's where this is.
I want to know that part
of
the story.
Let's hear some of the call yesterday.
This morning I was driving into
you
work.
You should go to LA.
Your boy Joe Camerata, Fritz, he's
who? Joe who?
Man.
You heard him.
You know he's going to lose anyway. He's going to lose. He's a loser.
Joe who?
Camerato from the morning.
The morning show, yeah.
Joe Camerato.
Nigga Ronnie.
Yeah.
You were on the show this morning.
I know.
You were on with Camerato?
Yep.
Oh.
I like how I just keep
it
moving.
Oh.
This morning, man, he called in.
Yeah. Sounds like a traitor to me. You know, why don't you go to LA?
They were interviewing like.
Oh, okay.
John Ritchie, he should go. He should go. Stanford's looking for a football coach.
Yeah, you should leave too.
You're trying to get rid of John Ritchie.
Yep, and Camerato and me.
Go for that. That's a
this
lot
is
money.
Really.
I think John likes it here.
Yeah,
his kids are here.
I know. I'm just messing.
Well, Andrew Luck is the new AD.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, not AD. General manager.
GM.
Yeah, he's in charge. General manager
in college.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if Michigan State offers me the general manager job, I'm rolling.
Joe Camerato.
Yeah, Michigan State. How about
Michigan
them?
Got a lot of pie holes.
Oh, man, you love Tom Izzo.
Joe Camerato.
Jay Rice got two, and all these other guys got like two.
I know. We got to get Izzo back in there, man.
Wood is the only one that's got like all.
Him and Boeheim.
10 or 12.
Camerato.
Garrett Paul is back.
Whoa.
I think he's got a shot to the Final Four.
What was that?
Oh, Calipari.
Who's the coach of Arkansas?
Yeah, I think they got a shot, man. That team plays for him.
Sounded like you a little bit there.
So from now on, I will not be able to get out of my head that Joe DeCamera's name is Joe Camerato.
Joe Camerato.
And he leaned into it. He leaned all the
way. Yeah, Camerato.
Camerato and Richie.
You have to respect the fact that he leaned so hard into it.
Yeah, and that
even though he
that
was
Calipari
and everybody
was butchered. I mean, that was Tua Tagovailoa esque. I mean, that was.
Tua Tagovailoa.
See, I like how Kyle did that because Kyle, you know, after he was long talking so much, you know, I checked out. So I'm glad you replayed it because I missed that last part.
Butchered Calipari.
Yeah, he killed that. He killed that day.
I can't even get it out now.
He killed that part. I love the fact that whatever we're talking about, Herb finds the time to call in, and we do a great job of setting up. You do a great job of planning the show, you and Kyle, and all this other stuff. And when Herb calls in, Herb always talks about exactly what he wants to talk about.
You're in his mercy.
It's a Herb show.
And we will chime in and say, you know, you might say, hey, Herb, we talking about this. And he'd be like, whatever. And just talk about what he wants.
If you had
about.
To rank your favorite parts, my three favorite are him telling Spike to leave to go to L.A. Then you have Camerato, and then you have whatever that Calipari.
Calipari. You know, I'm all for it. Because I laugh at myself. Like, when I do my reads and I screw words up, I just think it's funny. Because, you know, there are some out there that they want to be literal scholars all the time, and they want to enunciate everything perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. And so when I do it, and I know that I do it because I know Kyle knows that I do it, I just laugh because I know it's probably going to be a cut somewhere.
Yeah. A legit threat.
Everyone stumbles over their words sometimes.
It happens.
But wait, so the Calipari thing happens. Okay, that's not a huge deal. How do you get Camerato from Tequila?
I was wondering.
Joe Camerato.
Maybe it's more so just like when I know it's Schwarber, but I say Schwarble.
But at least you have this. We went from a D leading the word to a C.
I know, and maybe that's just how he wants to pronounce it.
Okay.
Because let's be real here. Because Herb's reality, which I'm okay with, is a lot different than everybody else's.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's cool.
He fits in with WIP. Most of ours are different. I'm
all for you living your truth. Just like when, you know, sometimes you guys like to say Elliot has some crazy takes. I like the fact that Elliot, since I've been here since day one, believes in everything that comes out of his mouth. I think that's a special trait to have, whether or not it's true or not.
He beat the lie detector test.
Yes.
I mean, they couldn't figure out what he was saying.
And there's something about that. You know, perfect example, again, not picking on anybody, but I just find it fascinating how Asante Samuel and Deion Sanders are going back and forth about who was better. Mm. And Asante, in his heart of hearts, and you see him on his video talking about it, there is nobody on this planet that could tell Asante Samuels that he is not as good or better than Deion Sanders.
He doesn't have to believe it. I could say it, though.
No, and that's fine.
He wasn't as good.
But I respect the level of conviction that he has for his stance.
Sure. No, yeah.
There's something to be said about that, Joe.
Conviction is important.
Yeah, and it's something to be said. Because a lot of times, let me go and wrap it up for y'all. Because a lot of times, Long talking a little bit, but I'm gonna bring it all home for y'all. Because a lot of times when you stand on an island by yourself, like often that I do.
Oh, boy.
And when you find out that you're right, just for example, like this defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
Is this important to do right now?
Huh?
Is this important to do right now?
No, I'm just saying right now. Okay. I have to do it.
This is a joke,
just like
quite
when
frankly.
I, you know, when I told y'all defense was a luxury, not a necessity, and then the chickens came home to roost.
Oh.
The best defense at franchise.
And now we let all those defensive players go, and we're starting
mistake.
To get more offensive weapons.
Mistake.
That kind of, like, wait, I feel
what
vindicated.
What does this have to do with Herb?
Nothing.
I'm just saying, I feel nothing. Vindicated. I'm just,
this
I, just,
is
I, just
ultimate,
I just feel
this
vindicated.
This is me, Guy Douglas.
Deflecting.
I just feel vindicated.
This has
I'm just saying.
To do with
I was telling a story that I tried to tie it in for y'all to understand. That's all I did. All right. I just tied it in and used it.
The ambiguity.
Ambiguity. Yeah, that was going to live in infamy.
All right. Well, speaking of the devil, Herb in the Northeast is up. What's up, Herb?
What's going on, Joe?
Herb, what's up?
What's going on, Herb?
I'm taking a lot of heat from that afternoon show. You know
I thought it was a great call, and I agree with you on Camarado.
Camarado ain't got no chance.
No
bro,
shot.
You know what I mean?
Joe Camarado.
Jack ain't a superstar either.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, yeah, come on.
You know what I mean? He's just like the rest of them. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, Jack's just a guy. I mean, he's average as they get.
Jack says he threw 85. Figure about like 78, 80. That's what he threw. You
well,
know what I mean?
One time Jack and I went to Reading, and he said he could throw 80.
Right away,
he did not do it on the radar.
That Herb's not too worried.
Yeah, I know.
I can tell
sorry.
If he's throwing 85.
He
I can
tell
just by my eyes. I don't need a gun. I don't need nothing.
I
know what's going on.
What can you hit on the gun, Herb?
Me?
Yeah.
You.
I could probably get up, not now, when I was like 25 years ago, I can get it up to like mid-80s, you
mid-80s?
Know.
Mid-80s?
At one time, time, my buddy Bartlett told me I was throwing 90
who
back
did?
In 86, 87.
Buddy Bartlett?
Yeah,
Bartlett, the former
know.
Shortstop?
Well, my buddy Bartlett used to play for DCP, you know what
sure,
I'm saying,
course,
and LaSalle, you know?
So why didn't you turn pro then, Herb? I mean, you throw 90, you got
know.
A shot.
I don't know because I started lifting weights. That's why.
Got swole.
You know, when you start lifting weights, you're now looking like a football player.
That's
you get
different.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
so what
you talk to JT about that, and that's why he was, you know, the body.
Yeah.
The
what are you doing on
skills?
The bench? What are you doing on the bench now? Like 250?
I used to do 225. I used to do. The max was 225, but I used to do, I told you, 180, 185, multiple reps. Nobody can, let me tell you, Brian Baldinger, I worked out with him down there
finger.
At Route 73
definitely
at the old Bowie. He used to work out
finger.
With me, Dahani Jones, all the linebackers, Seminole. They all know me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Outlifted,
sure.
Outlifted Dahani Jones.
I had the big 17-inch arms. Yeah, boy.
Uh-oh.
Like Popeye, you know what I mean? Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yeah,
you know?
Spinach and olive oil. How do we forget? So, Herb, so you think Spike should leave to go to L.A.? Kick him out of here?
Yeah, we should kick him out of there the way, you know what I mean? This way he could be over there with his family.
Yeah, I mean,
all
I get
three,
it.
All three, you know what I mean?
Are you going to take his spot? Are you going to sit in his spot,
take,
you and Jack?
Yeah,
and
I'll take his spot if you want me to take his spot.
What do you think?
You know?
Afternoon show with Ike and with Jack and with Herb. So,
who's the quarterback?
Herb.
A few years ago when Hollis Thomas was working, okay, I said about getting a job with you guys, and we were going to call it the H&H Show.
Oh, that would work.
Now that you was around back here, we could call it H&H again because that's Herb and Hugh.
So
you
I'm
get
out.
Hollis back,
but
and then there's
minute.
Three.
I'm
but
out.
No,
I'm
no disrespect, Herb, but I got a partner.
Yeah.
I got what's a partner. That? Like, Joe's my dude.
I know that's your partner. You know what I'm saying?
But you try to take Joe's job.
Well, he just wants a job. I mean, it doesn't matter who takes it. Take Camarado's job. You can lead the morning show, Herb. Are you a morning person?
Yes and no. It all depends. You
he said
I mean?
Yes
all
and no.
Depends.
I don't think Rod is going to be too
like,
confident on the yes
I
no.
I don't like getting up too early, like 3
well,
in the morning.
Well, that's tough to do a morning show.
Yeah,
I get that.
It's rough.
No,
I've done that.
Well, thing about Trey Turner, Herb? Is Trey Turner going to have a good season?
Way to get the show back on the
rails. I'm trying.
Yeah, they're all going to have a good season if they do what I said, okay? If they don't do what I said, they're just going to be, who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Well, get Dombrowski in the horn and get your plan. I'll fire Kevin
Dombrowski
Long. You be that.
He knows.
He better knows.
He's been around a long time. But I'm heading to a game right now. I got a game at
Memphis. You got an umpire. All right, next time you call, we'll talk about the Joy Taylor thing. You and Hugh can break
it. Yeah, I was on yesterday. Yes, there's a lot of heat. There's a lot of stuff about her and what's his name from Dallas?
Acho. Yep.
No, what's his name? He got like $17 million in the bank.
Oh, he's talking about Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless.
Hold up. Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is the problem because they got rid of him, Skip Bayless.
Yeah, they did.
They got rid of him right away.
Put him out the pasture, yep.
He got money. He approached the girl that's the hairdresser.
Yeah, I think we should stop here. Yeah, that Herb, we appreciate it. We probably should cut that off right there.
Joe trying to get it back on track.
It does sound like he has a healthy respect for you, though, Joe.
Julio and Hugh Douglas.
Listen, he knows my name. I mean, camarada.
No, you know what? I find what he's talking about intriguing. But let's be honest, Herb. He's talking about doing a show, but Herb, my track record with co-hosts ain't been the greatest. Like, Joe's the only co-host that I've ever worked with that I ain't tried to put hands on. And we get together. I appreciate that. We get along fine. That's hard to find in this business. Because when I was at ESPN, I was allegedly going to put hands on my coworker there.
Allegedly.
You got five minutes,
I'm going to break your face.
And then I was in Atlanta. You know, I ain't really get along with co-hosts down there, so I'm comfortable with the co-host that I have now. Yeah. So you know what I mean. You probably don't want to work with me.
Well, Herb, I appreciate someone who's persistent, and that would be Herb in the Northeast. All right. Speaking of someone that a lot of people probably want to put hands on in his career, John Tortorella. Can we hear from him last night? Head coach of your Flyers, who certainly sounds like he probably wants to be somewhere else at this point. Let's hear Tortorella after last night's game.
It's my job to prepare this team in this type of situation. Haven't done a good enough job past couple of games.
These last two games, are you sensing frustration setting in? Maybe it's a cumulative effect from last week playing well and not getting results?
Well, when you're in this type of situation and you're losing all the time and there's nothing at the end of the tunnel for you, there's certainly going to be some frustration, but this falls on me. I'm not really interested in learning how to coach this type of season where we're at right now. But I have to do a better job. So this falls on me, getting the team prepared to play the proper way until we get to the end.
Wow. I'm not really interested in coaching this type of team, this type of season. Well, John, you signed up for this. I mean, like, this, are they breaking news to anyone that they're not a great team this year? They're in a rebuild? Like, did he not realize what he signed up for?
You know what? I heard when I heard Coach Torts say that. It's two things. I think that he's here. And the reason he is, I like the fact that he's very, very forthcoming, very, very transparent. I think that's why the players like him as much as they do. But another thing that I thought about immediately after I heard that cut was, you ever seen that movie where the dude had a can of gasoline and he stood in the middle and he poured it all over himself and he lit the match?
Yeah, that's kind of that?
That's kind of what he did. There are certain – like, but you have to appreciate his honesty. And it sounds like – I don't think that he says anything willy-nilly. I don't. And I think that – he has expressed that to Jonesy and who else is it? Briere. I think he's expressed that to both of those guys. So I don't think he feels like he said anything that was like breaking news. It's breaking news to us, but it's probably for him. It's like, dog, I didn't want to do this anyway.
I know, but like, he knew it was a rebuild. Like, he had to know.
He knew that when they had all them young players.
Yeah, like, if you look at the range of potential outcomes for the season, this was one of them. They have fallen to the second fewest points in the Eastern Conference. I mean, Kyle, I know some people had some hope at the beginning of this year they could sneak in. That's not going to happen. Yeah. They've fallen apart at the end again. But he can't be shocked that this is the team he has. This is what he signed up for.
Not only did he sign up for it, but he was one of the people openly pushing for the Flyers to rebuild.
Right.
When he got here. So it's weird because there were some signs last season of him sort of like checking out on the idea of having to coach up a young team. When he was going upstairs, not coaching from the bench, but watching from the booth, I wonder if he's looking to get a front office gig.
And he's, like, he believes in the group, but he doesn't want to do this particular
out
job.
On the, yeah, I don't know if he wants to be the one that brings him up.
Maybe. I mean, it is a bizarre quote. I mean, it feels like it's almost like, please, get me out of here. Fire me. Let me move somewhere else in the organization. That was a strong one last night. 215-592-9494. Let's end with a couple phone calls here. But first, let me tell you, to see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra, it's Philly Sports Put to Music at the Keswick Theater, Easton Road in Glenside, Saturday, April 5th. For tickets, joeconklin.com, joeconklin.com. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today?
What's going
hey,
on,
Bruce.
Man?
What's up?
Man, look, I was listening to you because I'm actually in the corporate office, and I had to step away. I was dying laughing. I don't remember the guy's name. Pointing out to him. He was talking about Hugh, you know, and he called you a skinny punk, and then he said Hugh was being gassy.
That's Carmen. Carmen is a disrespectful caller. I mean, really.
But I was dying to look. Hey, look, my ears fucked up. Look, he advocated for gassy Hugh to win this title. So everybody out there in Philly, look, yo, keep that bracket going because I'm the purveyor of gassy Hugh.
Oh, we will. I mean, I have put a bet on gassy Hugh at +450 to win the whole thing, and I expect to win that bet. Yeah, I bet on him.
Yes, sir.
So Bruce, what do you feel about Trey Turner?
Man, Trey Turner, man, he's a fraud. I mean, you know, this guy refused to look at anything from last year. I think his attitude is just blasé about what he's going to do. I just don't expect him to change. Maybe we'll see some results from the other team members, but I just don't have any faith in him. He's going to have to show me that his approach is going to be different instead of just talking about it and believing. So until I see that from him, my attitude remains the same about him, being a spoiled brat about the criticism.
Listen, Bruce, I don't think you're the only one, man. We appreciate the phone call. You're not the only one. I mean, he's got to be better. This town is ready for Trey to play like the player we thought he was. Dave in Berlin wants to comment on John Tortorella's comments. What's up, Dave?
I just wanted to say, the way he said, I just can't wait until it's at the end. Like, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. He's putting a death nail into the Flyers that they already have. We obviously know it. You know, it doesn't... much encourage season ticket holders to want to line up and get next year's seats if this guy's still here. I think he's just trying to get himself back.
I think that's what it felt like, a coach trying to get himself fired. Or maybe Kyle was on to it, like move to a different part of the organization. Because when you say you're ready for the end, like you have a team to coach. Season's not over.
He doesn't say anything
really.
He can't wait
till season's over. He doesn't want to coach these guys. He doesn't know how to coach these guys. He's not really interested in coaching. Learning how to coach this way. It's horrible.
Well, it is, and it's tough for me to believe, like, when he walks back in there today or tomorrow, and Dave, we appreciate the phone call, that they're going to be listening to him. If your leader tells you I'm disinterested, why would I be interested in what you have to say anymore?
Yeah.
I'm going to check out, too.
You're scared up.
We're all checking out.
Yeah, they're not checked into that. You're asking yourself, wow. You know, everything that he tried to teach you during the course of the season, like, you look at that and you think, he really didn't want it. Like, you were more of a burden than, you know, a project, you know. So, yeah,
well,
it's tough.
If I'm a player, I'm like, okay, so you're checked out. I'm supposed to, like, if
you. Yeah, I'm supposed to be checked in and you're checked out. Yeah,
and why would I listen to anything you're saying the rest of the season?
Yeah, because you're crazy. You good and crazy.
You're out. You're done with us here. Which, listen, if he wants to be done, he could be done. It was a pretty wild quote there from John Tortorella last night. All right, let's do a final check-in of the poll because, Hugh, today we had a 50-50 poll throughout most of the show. Let's check in on most of these. Do you expect a different Trey Turner this season? Yes, 51%. No, 49%. You counting this as a win for yourself? Go ahead.
Yes, I am.
All right. The Phillies leading all teams in walks during spring training. Good sign means nothing. 55%. Hopium saying yes, it is a good sign. Does Trey Turner get too much heat? No, at 59%. So most people think the heat for Trey is
I'll
more
tell you
than
what they, let's all go, but two out of three ain't bad.
you walk away. Would a win today?
I'll take the two.
All right, we're back in the studio tomorrow, getting ready for opening day. We want to thank Sterling Limousine and Transportation Services for having us today. They were the winning bid for the Eagles Radiothon, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Hugh, enjoy your ride home.
No, I am. And them captains taking them captain's chairs.
A stress-free ride home for Hugh Douglas. All right, everyone have a great rest of your Wednesday. Today's the final day without Phillies baseball.
We get to talk about a game.
Yes, until hopefully November, at least hopefully October, but we got a long time. Phillies baseball starts tomorrow. We'll talk about it all day. Have a great rest of your day. Ike, Spike, and Fritz next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!